This is what I know. Step into my secret garden. It's not impossible to bloom and grow, 'cause everyone deserves their flower.
I'll only do it if I wanna.
Got you hot under the collar.
I Could Get Used to This from Jessie Ware, the newest single from her that dropped,
so good.
Dropped a couple days ago. Welcome to Digging in the Ice. I'm DJ Didge.
Oh, wait. I didn't know she dropped something new.
Yeah. We got more Jessie Ware on our way.
One of the first things DJ Didge and I think, listened to, was it the Jessie Ware album?
That feels good.
Yeah.
That was one of the
first. Such a good album.
Yes. We'll play more of her tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I remember there was one time I was at my gym back home, and it was like over the speakers at my gym, and it was like, it's not that Jessie Ware isn't a deep cut, but she's not like, she's not like on charts normally.
She's a pop star.
Yeah.
But not in the same.
Not like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, or like Ariana Grande or anything like that.
So it was really weird for me to like hear her on my like gym speakers, because like, that's a deep cut for a pop star for a gym.
Also perfect for workouts.
It was so perfect. I mean, I was in the locker room by then, but like if I was still working out, it would have been like, because sometimes they play like Charlie Puth, and I'm like,
but okay. That's what they want to hear in the gym is Jessie Ware. So they got 100% at the Y, right?
No, at my gym back home. Oh. Not the Y.
Of course, Jersey's got it figured out. We also had Here Comes Your Man from the Pixies, their record Doolittle. We also had Spiderhead, the opening track to Cage the Elephant's record Melophobia. And we kicked off the set tonight with Holidays in the Sun from the Sex Pistols. We're going to go a little harder tonight than usual.
Yeah, we're going to rock.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming off of skiing for the day, and if we play too much soul tonight, I might fall asleep. Honestly,
same.
Yeah.
I've had a Red Bull, I've had a hot coffee, and I've had the caffeinated vitamin water today. So
oh my gosh, that's a lot of caffeine.
It was very necessary for today's events.
This morning.
So we are going to keep it running, grooving. Sorry for the delay. If you had a 15-minute delay, sorry about that.
My gosh, we had...
DJ Goose has been on the mountain all day.
And yesterday and the day before. This is too much skiing for me.
I think you're having a
probably
blast.
I would go tomorrow, but like...
You should go tomorrow.
I can't, but like, it was fun. It just... So for context, I just was getting an avalanche certification, which essentially means I was skinning and touring and digging snow pits and making sure to find people if they get buried in an avalanche with like beacons and probes. And it was really fun.
Awesome.
It was just really, really cold. But we were on, DJ, did you remember that hike we did last year to the pond?
Yes, it was just beautiful. There was like two summits, I feel like. There was one that had a lake. That was
so
really
we were
pretty.
On the pond.
Oh, really?
And it was all snowed over.
Do you have skates?
No, I was on my snowboard, my splitboard.
Oh, right.
And it's on skins. And then it's so thick that like, and there's there was probably a solid meter of snow on top.
Wow.
So beautiful. I'll show you the pictures in a minute. It was just like... this like empty, vast white lake.
Yeah.
And then that hike that we did.
Sorry, listeners, you won't be able to see.
No, it's beautiful. It was beautiful though. Yeah. When the sun came out, it was really cold today.
Where was that spot? Richmond?
No, that's Mount Mansfield.
Which is in Stowe?
Smuggler's Notch and Stowe border it. So Smuggs is on one side and Stowe is on the other.
Okay. It's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're on it. So like the resorts are on.
Okay.
Mount Mansfield.
Right.
And then the Long Trail, which is like the main trail in Vermont,
mm-hmm.
goes through Mount Mansfield. I think it's our highest peak in Vermont, but I could be totally wrong about that, and I would really prefer someone correct me.
Mount Mansfield?
Yeah.
No, I've heard that before. I think that's true. Coming from me, who's a little bit of a novice, but...
I am too. But the trail that we went down, that we walked up...
Yeah.
That's the one that we snowboarded down.
Oh.
And it was like... not untouched anymore because a lot of people have been through that area, but it was like pure powder, not crusty.
Mm.
I'm on like my splitboard. It was really fun.
That's
it was a
nice.
Little tight, and like you know how there is like a cliff.
Yeah,
you have to like don't go off the cliff.
There's a drop. Yeah,
yeah, but it was fun.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah,
yeah, pure powder. It didn't feel like the East. I'm assuming.
No, this season has not felt. Like the East. It's a lot less icy,
yeah.
And we're getting a lot more snow than the West Coast is right now, which is pretty funny.
That's awesome.
yeah, it's kind of great. Yeah. Like, so, for example, we were digging snow pits today, which is what you use to tell the difference between snow layers to make sure, like, is there an avalanche danger? If it, like, crumbles really quickly when you tap on it, like, I probably don't ski that.
yeah.
Or if it comes off as like a slab, don't ski that. Like
right.
That would kill you. sorry, this is all the avalanche stuff. I've been around this for like 2 days.
Yeah.
but it was really fun. But we could dig 2 meter snow pits, which you wouldn't, but you're not normally able to do that in the East Coast around this time. We don't get this much snow.
This is like a bit of an anomaly this season.
For the past 10 years, yeah. This is awesome.
For the past 10 years, it's been like that?
It's been not like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's an anomaly.
It's cool. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's special. That's sick. That's sick. We're going to keep it rolling with some music. We got some Sonic Youth. This is Teenage Riot, only here on WREV, and I'm DJ Ditch.
And I'm DJ Goose. Keep tuning in.
Looking for a ride to your secret location with your Jesus and